أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد كتب عليه أنه من تولاه فأنه يضله ويهديه إلى عذاب السعير صدق الله العظيم. Soon after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Kareem to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in Makkah Mukarrama, there were all sorts of objections that had come from the people of Makkah Mukarrama, and amongst them one person, Nadhr ibn al-Harith, was a very argumentative person, haughty and arrogant at the same time. He began to say things about some of the very core beliefs of Islam. One was this that we discussed some time back, that they believed that the angels were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on that he made this claim that it is not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any offspring. The second was with regards to Qiyamah in itself. They did not believe in Qiyamah. So he raised this objection with regards to Qiyamah, and he would question how is it possible that Qiyamah could take place. There is no such thing as Qiyamah. Then a man dies, his body is buried into the land, his body decomposes. How is it possible that decomposed bones could be once again resurrected, and then over and above that questioned, and then punished or rewarded? So he did not believe in that, and in this manner many of their beliefs that did not conform to that of the proper and correct belief of Islam, he began to question, he began to argue his points in various ways, and hence with regards to him and the likes of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. And when we look at the ayah in the manner that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, we will see that the ayah is very general in its nature, that even in this day, if anyone argues with regards to any aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, be it evolution, that man may say that human was a monkey and then human became human thereafter, and they may put their arguments forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to all such individuals, such groups, etc. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And from mankind is he who argued, disputed with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge whatsoever. In comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone that argues with regards to Allah, with regards to the truth, no matter what knowledge that person has, it is regarded as بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge. No person has knowledge sufficient to bring about an argument against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point in time also, we need to question that certain things happen against our own will, certain things happen to us, difficulties befall individuals, families, etc. Sometimes man begins to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah. All that will be regarded as بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. We do not have knowledge with regards to the great plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And then they follow every haughty shaitan. In regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. Every haughty shaitan. Sometimes the shaitan is in the form of jinn, shaitan in himself. Sometimes it is shaitan مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, is in a form of human, that people begin to lead others astray, and that is all carrying out the tasks of shaitan. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a response to those people that have these type of concorded beliefs, and then thereafter they want to argue and dispute it with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّى فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed against shaitan, أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ, that certainly whoever follows shaitan, whoever befriends shaitan. And who are those people that befriend shaitan? وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. One reason why a person befriends shaitan is that when one begins to forget the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when one does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficiently, the salat we had performed in many ways, it is an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is also a form of dhikr in which we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the salat, dhikr is made, so we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite the du'as that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us on the various occasions that we should be reciting. So all those are forms of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the dhikr is not in the minds of human beings, it is not in the lives and the routine of human beings, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues, we will eventually forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts. And like how scientifically there is never a vacuum in our hearts also, so hence shaitan will begin to come in and we become the bosom friends of shaitan in this manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then that decreed upon him, upon shaitan, certainly, أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ, that person that befriends shaitan, فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ. Number one is this, that shaitan will misguide that person, deviate that person from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the sirati mustaqim. وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ, and then shaitan will guide that person, إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ, to the blazing fire, and the punishment of the blazing fire, and that is the punishment of the hereafter. So it is a process that takes place, first deviation takes place, and when one is deviated, one begins to follow shaitan, and the influences of shaitan, and again, we need to be very, very wary of this fact that sometimes shaitan comes in the human form and deviates us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in brief and in short, in these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that dispute with regards to Allah Rabbul Izzat and they do not have any knowledge to do so. And secondly is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that when man begins to do this, man turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and man befriends shaitan and the influences of shaitan become greater upon him day by day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.